World Sport Now from the BBC with me, Colm Harrison. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from the Manchester United coach who admits they failed this season.
We have not fulfilled any levels of expectations this season. We've obviously failed on the football pitch, and that doesn't sit kindly with anyone.
Plus, Yaya Toure tells the BBC that African players are undervalued and Nadal is knocked out in Monaco. We start with football, and Manchester United have failed this season according to first team coach and former defender Philip Neville. The reigning Premier League champions are currently seventh in the table with 5 games left to play this season, and they will finish outside the top 3 for the first time in 23 years. They also face the prospect of missing out on European football for the first time since the ban on English clubs was lifted in 1990 following the Heysel Stadium disaster 5 years earlier. Well, Neville says it's been a difficult season for everyone at Old Trafford.
From day one, it's been a massive challenge to sustain the success that Sir Alex Ferguson had. That was always going to be the biggest challenge that the manager had, and we have not fulfilled any levels of expectations this season. We've obviously failed on the football pitch, and that doesn't sit kindly with anyone. We've got 5 games left, and you know what it's like in football. If you win the last 5 games and we manage to get into Europe, which is important for this football club and for the players, because they want to be playing European football, and then we can hopefully springboard that into next season, because next season we need to hit the ground running.
3 Liverpool players have been nominated for the Professional Footballers Association's Player of the Year Award. Steven Gerrard, Luis Suarez and Daniel Sturridge are joined on the shortlist by Eden Hazard of Chelsea, Southampton's Adam Lallana and the Manchester City midfielder Yaya Toure. Well, he's told the BBC that he doesn't get the recognition he deserves because he's African. The Ivory Coast international says players from Africa are undervalued compared to Europeans and South Americans.
If I was Brazilian, sorry, if I was British, if I was French, what they would say? They have to look in the African differently now, and it's time to put all the. I don't want to say they're racist, but I want to say that it's time for them to put the people, you know, the way to talk, the way to show to the people, not to the racism and not to something else. I think it's the time to show it. You know, they don't have this recognition because they have African.
In Spain, Atletico Madrid have edged closer to their first league title since their double-winning season of 1996. They beat Elche 2-0 on Friday with second-half goals from Miranda and Diego Costa, and that after David Villa had missed a penalty in the first half. Atletico are now 6 points clear of Real Madrid at the top of the table and 7 ahead of Barcelona. In France, Saint-Etienne were held to a goalless draw by Rennes. They're still in the Europa League qualifying spot, 3 points ahead of Lyon, who have a game in hand. On to tennis, and Rafael Nadal's bid for a 9th Monte Carlo Masters title is over for another year after a shock defeat in the quarterfinals. The world number one was beaten in straight sets by fellow Spaniard David Ferrer. Matt Brown reports.
It's a result that will reverberate around the tennis world, an enthralling first set lasting an hour and 25 minutes, Ferrer winning the tiebreak 7-1. The expected Nadal response came too late. Down 5-2 in the second set, he mounted a comeback, only for Ferrer to hold his nerve to complete a stunning 7-6, 6-4 victory over the world number one. Ferrer will meet Australian Open champ Stan Wawrinka in the semis after the Swiss ousted Milos Raonic 7-6, 6-2.
Well, it was Nadal's earliest exit at the tournament since 2003, and he was understandably disappointed with his performance.
I'm not happy today. I feel that I have to do more than what I did today. So when you feel that you can do more, always you come back home or to the next tournament with not the best feeling, and that's my feeling today. I didn't find the solution. I'm not talking about winning or losing, the solution of my game at the right time, then you can lose, because David is a fantastic player.
And just to confirm what Matt was saying earlier, Ferrer will now play the number 3 seed Stanislas Wawrinka. The Australian Open champion beat Canada's Milos Raonic in straight sets 7-6, 6-2. In the other half of the draw, Roger Federer made it through to the semi-finals after an error-strewn victory over Jo-Wilfried Tsonga. Federer came from a set down to win 2-6, 7-6, 6-1, having been 2 points from defeat in the second set.
Really believed that eventually I was going to come through. I mean, it's not possible to go through that many break points missed, and I just felt good enough. I was playing good enough to make the break and then serve my way home.
Federer will now face the defending champion Novak Djokovic. He also came from a set down to reach the semis. He beat Spain's Guillermo Garcia Lopez 4-6, 6-3, 6-1. In Formula One, the third and final practice session for Sunday's Chinese Grand Prix gets underway in 3.5 hours from now. Mercedes Lewis Hamilton was fastest in Friday's second practice session as he looks to make it 3 wins in a row this weekend. From Shanghai, Jack Nichols reports.
Despite being convinced he had a problem with his Mercedes, Hamilton managed to edge out Ferrari's Fernando Alonso by 1.5 tenths of a second. Ferrari's pace will no doubt please new team principal Marco Mattiacci, who's making his Formula One debut here in Shanghai this weekend. The sister Mercedes of Nico Rosberg was third quickest, underlying the pace of the car, but with Daniel Ricciardo's Red Bull finishing in fourth position and only half a second behind Hamilton, Mercedes don't seem to have quite the stranglehold over the field that was evident in Bahrain. Whether that will still be the case come qualifying, though, remains to be seen.
Well, Lewis Hamilton admits there's plenty of work to be done to translate performance in practice into points on race day.
There is a lot of work for the guys to do. The guys are always on their feet. They're here so early, here so late. It's incredible. You know, I'm sure tonight they're going to strip my car and put it back together again before we go out tomorrow and make sure there's no stone unturned. You just have to analyse the issues you have on the track and try and focus on a couple of points. Where you can really improve the car. Tomorrow when it rains, you just deal with what you have and hope for the best. And then when you get to the races, where it's going to be tricky if it's dry, because we won't have tested out the setup that we have in the dry, so it'll be it's going to be interesting, but I'm excited.
England's Lee Westwood has extended his lead at the Malaysian Open Golf in Kuala Lumpur. He shot a 6-under par 66 on Friday. He's now 13-under for the tournament, 4 shots clear of the field as he bids to claim his first tour title in nearly 2 years.
Yeah, I played well, around the front nine. I think I shot 5-under, the longest putt holes on the first hole from about 4 feet, so it was solid stuff. I got a little bit unlucky at 11, I thought. That was one of the best shots hit all day, and the wind just gusted on me. Occasionally it picks up around him. Came short in the water and made double, but, you know, rallied, picks up around him. Came short in the water and made double, but, you know, rallied after that and ended up shooting 66.
Well, Westwood leads by 4 shots from Belgium's Nicolas Kolsarts and Antonio Lascunet from the Philippines. 11 shots off the lead is Spain's Pablo Larrazábal. His round was hampered somewhat when he was attacked by a swarm of hornets. He escaped by jumping into the water at the 14th after what he called the scariest moment of his career.
Thanks, the referees, they took me away. They gave me a couple of injections and they told me to relax and... After those injections, I felt a lot better, and I couldn't finish. Without the help of the referees, I couldn't finish the round because I was, no way to play golf.
Snooker's World Championship gets underway in Sheffield in England on Saturday, with England's Ronnie O'Sullivan bidding to win the title for the third year in a row. The second favourite is Ding Junhui, who's won 5 ranking titles already this season and is looking to become the first Chinese player to win the World Championship.
Pressure's there. You must have pressure because the World Championship is the biggest tournament in the world. I think the pressure, when I'm getting another round, winning more, maybe the pressure's getting less and more confidence because I know I get near the top. So maybe I got more confidence, more. I try more hard, and more energy is coming. It was exciting for that.
In other news, the England and Wales Cricket Board are expected to confirm on Saturday Peter Moores will be the new head coach in succession to Andy Flower. It will be Moores' second spell in charge. And British cyclist Mark Cavendish says he won't be riding in this year's Giro d'Italia. He says the Tour de France is his main objective for the year, and he'll use the tours of Turkey, California and Switzerland in preparation for that. We'll have further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the world sport from the BBC.